This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 136, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. I know this is like conversation from before the break, and I got a ton of texts from you as I've just been trying to figure out. Like, I'm glad they got these people who wanted to destroy power stations, and if they're neo-Nazis, I just couldn't figure out how that, like, was part of their plot or whatever, if they're, like, bigots. Why? I will give this to Fred here on the text line. I'm going to read it, and then he said the alleged grid attackers thought that they were fighting black power. So there you go. What they did, what they did. There'll be more on this story, but it's just reading through the account from the FBI and the DOJ. Like, I'm glad they got them. I mean, that's good. I just don't know how it fit with their master plan, but maybe they're not master thinkers, right? Maybe that's possibly that deal, but we'll look more on this coming up. And also a reminder too, it seems like it's been a year since we've done this. Coming up tomorrow night during State of the Union address, remember to always jump on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5, because this is something that if you're new to the station, it's been a habit, I guess, for the last 14 years or so around here during State of the Union and all that. I'll hop on that Twitter feed and we can bounce ideas back and forth in commentary. And these days, everybody sends memes out too. So that'll be tomorrow night during State of the Union. Check us out on Twitter. All right. So good stuff. Now let's shift gears for a second. And my friend Kim Garrett from Victory Health Partners joining me in studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you always.
Let's do this, because there may be some people that haven't heard us talk before. Mm-hmm. What do y'all do? What Victory Health Partners, wait till y'all hear this. What's the plan here? What is the purpose of Victory Health Partners?
Yes, so we are in our 20th year. We're past our 20th, which is amazing. Good. But we are a nonprofit medical practice, and we take care of just one group of patients, and that's adults without health insurance. So think the adult who is working in retail, part-time, small business owner, whole lot of folks, and they just don't have access to health care because they don't have health insurance. Well, we take care of those patients through primary care, through specialty care, medications. Just, we really have become a multi-specialty practice, so health care is accessible, it's affordable for an adult who does not have health insurance.
I think when you and I first met, and what got my attention was the prescription part of it. Mm-hmm. And I want to get mm-hmm. to the physicians that donate their time to make this happen, obviously, but this is something y'all were doing, that you found ways that people who had to have medication, who couldn't afford that medication, how do you address that?
Yeah, it's critical. If you're diabetic, if you have heart disease, if you're chronically ill in some way, you have to have access to your medication. Otherwise, you get sick, you end up in the hospital ER for something that could be treated and maintained and improved upon with the right medication. So we utilize the patient assistance programs from the drug companies to get patients their medication. So every drug company is required by federal law to have that assistance program. It's a little bitty line at the end of the commercial that says, if you need your assistance, if you need medication, call this number. It's a lot of paperwork. It's original signatures. It changes each and every year. So we do all that for our patients to ensure they get their medication, their insulin for their diabetes.
Yeah, that was what got my attention the first time.
Yes.
How many people that were going without insulin because they didn't know about.
That's right. And we know diabetes gets so complicated if you don't have that insulin and the other medications you need to be on. Last year, numbers were about 65 million worth of free medications.
Wow.
We got to patients all for free. And that's huge. That's life-saving right there.
It absolutely is. So from that to the way this has grown over 20 years, two decades plus now, the physicians that came on board, how this happened, and not even just general practice, you got specialty, you've got, mm-hmm. explain how that works.
That's right. Like, so this week we'll have neurology, we'll have dental, we have GYN, we do minor surgeries at the clinic. Each and every day we do primary care, we do mental health care, psychiatric care, just a full spectrum of care. And that's just all takes place at our clinic. But then we refer out, and that is really just critical. That's the next step in healthcare, where you can see a cardiologist, you'd see an orthopedic surgeon, you can see surgeons. We partner with South, with infirmary, our hospital system, so that if patients need that care, we can get them. We had a patient who was having brain surgery the other day, to referring out to Andrews Institute out in Gulf Breeze. And so we're able to get patients in to orthopedic surgeons who practice, you know, and see NASA and NFL players. So just incredible partnerships that's affordable, and we can refer them out and they're treated like every other patient.
So, and these physicians or these specialists are, they're coming to y'all. Y'all are working with them, and they're giving of their time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So they see the need. They see the value. We have the efficiency and coordination of making the referrals. Our staff make the referrals, so they'll be seen at the clinic. If they need an x-ray, labs, EKG, we can do that all on site for free, make the referral, and then they'll be seen at the specialist office, and they'll take it from there.
It's pretty amazing that this exists, and over the years, you and I talked about that not everybody knows about this, because I first met you, I was like, this is a thing?
Mm-hmm. It's a thing, and you know, as some changes are coming up with Medicaid, you know, we want everyone just to be mindful that there might be some people who might be losing their Medicaid just with the, you know, the coverage that has been taking place with everything from COVID. Now, ending on April 1st, people need to be aware and either re-enroll in Medicaid, or if people find that they're without insurance, to know that there's a solution right here in their community that they can get, you know, enrolled, they can get set up as a patient and be seen by a doctor, so they're not having to go without.
Right, and like you said, if things go unseen, a problem that could be just something you can treat becomes way bigger.
That's right. End up in the hospital for something that could be treated, you know, to be proactive, just to get your well checkup, to get your teeth cleaned, your eyes checked, all those annual exams. But then it's just good just to have an annual checkup just to make sure there's nothing underlying going on and doesn't progress to a state that is just so much worse.
So how did this happen? I mean, we've told this story, but how did this happen? Why did this happen? Who put this together?
That's right. So our founder is Dr. Robert Lightfoot. Him and his wife are co-founders, and he was a general surgeon, practiced at Providence with his brother, Dr. Bill Lightfoot. You know, they were living the dream. Lightfoot's had six kids at the time, and, you know, just really felt God's calling on their life to step away, and they spoke to every hospital CEO, other clinics, and time again, it was this group of adults who were working but didn't have health insurance, so they just didn't have access to the care that they needed. So that was our lane, and Dr. Lightfoot stepped away, and we've just seen the faithfulness of God over the years from our partners to our donors. I mean, Victory is a terrible business model. It does not make sense at all. I'll be totally honest about it, but from our supporters, we've never owed anybody anything or debt. Infirmary, at least it says our building for $1 a year. Like, we could talk all day of just the faithfulness, the miracles that we've seen. And it's, you know, our patients are not numbers. They are our patients. They are our family, our friends, and lives are being saved. And it's an incredible thing that our community is doing.
Yeah, we talk about locally helping out folks locally, helping out other folks locally. This is the absolute example of that. So let's talk about how we help and continue now over two decades of this. You know, if somebody wants to get involved, they donate. You got a fun event coming up in May. Let's talk about
That's right. So, you know, every dollar that's donated, we stretch that 70 times. So it's a $70 return on investment for every dollar.
Okay. Well, explain that to folks. How did you do that?
That's right. Well, that's when you consider the medications, the value of our doctor's time, the referrals, you know, just the amount of care that's provided for our patients. I mean, that's a good return on investment. So we leverage every dollar to make the biggest impact, which is great. People donating, being our advocates, you know, because there's nothing worse than someone saying, oh, I wish I would have known about you 2 months ago, but we're here. Appointments are available. Come and see us. And we do have our annual Hope for Healing event. It's the largest event that we do for ourselves. On May 2nd, we're just announced that we have Braves pitcher John Smoltz come in.
Very cool.
To be our keynote. He has a great, great story, great message. And then we have some really great testimonies and stories to celebrate all the victories doing. So mark it on the calendar.
So we come out, we're going to have dinner and hear him talk, or how's this thing work?
Yeah, dinner. Okay. And he might want to do a Q&A. He might come talk. You'll have a keynote, but then we'll have Dr. Lightfoot kind of give a state of the ministry. We'll have some amazing testimonies planned. That's always my favorite part of the night, but it'll be a celebration of what happens at Victory each and every day. And Smoltz coming in will just be perfect.
Okay. So somebody listening to it, we got about a minute left here. Somebody listening to us right now, Kim, who it's them or maybe a loved one or a friend that fits that definition, working adult, right, that doesn't have
Health insurance.
Health insurance. What do they need to do? They call, I mean,
They can call our main number, or I would say go to our website, victoryhealth.org. You'll find all the information, be able to get, you know, all the phone numbers and check out who we are, all the forms. But yes, definitely an easy process to become a patient, and that's just victoryhealth.org.
So if it's you, or like we've talked about in the past, so many times I'll look at, get an email from somebody and say, hey, if not me, but I have a, you know, a relative or a loved one that fits that definition.
That's right.
Let,
send
be
them
that
over.
Advocate and let them know that this exists and this happens, and there's hope.
There is. There's hope for their healing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And Smoltzy.
The Smoltzy's coming.
It's good stuff.
It'll be fun.
As always, a pleasure. Keep up the good work. Tell everybody back at the shop, I say keep up the good work, and we'll see y'all soon.
Absolutely.
All right, Kim Garrett with Victory Health Partners, our guest right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, too, is time for a checkup. Dr. Patina from AltaPoint is going to join us for time for a checkup on this Monday. Reminder, too, schedule this week. A couple things of note. Battleship, we are back at the Battleship, but not on the Battleship. We'll explain that coming up on Wednesday, right? So we do these shows live from the USS Alabama at Battleship Memorial Park. We will be there at the park, but because of the deck replacement, that teak we're all crazy about, we'll be there, but not in the same place. We'll talk about that. Plus, Scuttlebutt does their show live from where I will be doing it, aboard the Battleship, but not on the Fantail. That's on Wednesday as well. Plus, we have some schedule moves because of Auburn basketball this week. You can check those out through the app or the website. All right, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Paul Feinbaum comes on right after I talk to Dr. Patina right here on Midday Mobile.